Don't chomp apples in my ear.
What are you putting that junk on for? Looks horrible.
Nobody asked you.
I'm telling you.
Thanks.
What's it supposed to be? Fascinating or something? You think guys like you with red claws? How do you think you look with red teeth?
Mother.
That's right. Call Mom.
Mother, will you make Jeff stop being
such a cat?
Oh,
what do you think you're doing?
Look what you've done. Nail polish all over my dress.
Mother. Mother.
Oh, why can't you two get along? What is it?
Nail polish all over my dress.
How in the world did you do that?
I didn't do it. He did it.
Well, Mom, she spilled it on herself, practically.
Oh, now, that is a fit, Mother. Look, now, I was holding the bottle.
And all I do is go
and I hit her arm.
It was an accident again, Mom.
Jeff, what am I going to do with you?
Hello, dear. You girls playing games?
It was Jeff.
Jeff?
Your son, the All-American boy.
It was an accident, Dad.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Oh, accidents always seem to happen with him.
Alex, you're going to have to
talk. Oh, let's be calm. Let's be reasonable. Let's be fair.
Fair?
Jeff, exactly how did it happen?
Well, Mary was holding the bottle kind of careless-like.
Oh, Jeff.
Well, but, like this.
Oh, I just want to show Dad.
Well, let's be reasonable about this. It was just an accident.
Outside.
But, Dad...
Outside.
And don't come back till dinner time.
What do we want with them at dinner?
Rather have tea? I'm making more.
No, thanks. Just some pop. Hey, there's a conspiracy going on in there.
What makes you think it's a conspiracy?
Whenever two or more women are gathered together, something is cooking. Usually some other woman's goose.
Well, I see you've had a haircut.
What makes you say that?
Because every time you go to the barber shop, you come home with a whole new philosophy on women. Next time, tell him not to take so much off the sides.
All right.
And for your information, we were having a constructive discussion of the club's program.
What program?
Well, that's just it. We haven't got one. Eleanor was just saying what this club needs really is a reason for existence.
Did you ever consider just going out of business?
Maybe we ought to start a campaign to stamp out barbershops.
Say, where's Jeff?
Gee, I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
I know. Hasn't it been divine?
Gee, I hope he's managed to find something to eat.
Oh, don't worry about that boy. He can eat off the countryside for weeks.
You know, if somebody had a penny, we could go down to the drugstore and see how much the three of us weigh.
We did that yesterday. We weigh 287 and a quarter pounds. And we should be careful about investments.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, think, you guys. There must be something we could do.
Well, I just think that if the women's club is to continue, it should be doing something. Besides drinking tea.
What would you suggest?
I don't know, but something.
How about a raffle?
That's a wonderful idea.
Remember our last raffle?
How about an anti-noise campaign?
Well, an anti-noise campaign is an interesting idea. Except we don't have very much noise, do we?
That's the trouble. It's pretty quiet.
Let's just sit here and think.
It's almost a dancing school.
We could go down there and look through the windows and make them sore.
He just wants to go down there because he's got a case on the Seal Bostwich.
I have not. I hate her.
Oh, sure.
Hey, tell me I want to go down there.
I got an idea.
You couldn't drag me down there.
Shut up, Lee. I got an idea.
What is it?
The house.
It's closed up.
That's what I mean.
Gee, guys, maybe it belongs to somebody.
Don't be crazy. It's been boarded up for a year.
I don't know if it should be busting in like this.
Well, who's busting in?
This board's loose. It's practically falling off anyway.
Come on, give me a hand.
Come on, pull, will
you? You guys are always getting me into trouble.
Be quiet, pull.
See? I told you it was loose.
No, this would be a great place for us.
Place for what?
Well, a place to go, you know, get away from people.
Yeah, they'd never find you here. We could stay here for weeks.
It's awful dark.
Well, that's what's good about it. Listen how it echoes.
Hello!
Don't yell, you dope. You want somebody to hear us?
Who's gonna hear? You know what we need here? Something to sit on, you know, like some boxes or stuff.
Good idea. We could bring some comic books. Make it real sharp.
Yeah. We could even roast hot dogs in the fireplace.
Hey, you know we got something here?
Yeah.
Let's not tell anybody.
Yeah, we'll make it a secret.
Our own secret club.
I think we should get out of here.
Will you stop worrying? Nobody's gonna bother us here.
Yeah, this is our hideout.
Listen.
Listen to what?
Oh, you're wacky.
Shh. Somebody's at the back door.
Out the window. Let's go. Come on.
Out the window. Hey, get back here, will you? Come on. Come on.
All right, you boys. What are you doing here?
Right name. Why not? I don't know. You're not supposed to. Don't you ever watch television?
All right, you. What's your name?
My name?
Your name? You do have a name, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. It's Wilbur.
Wilbur what?
Wilbur Kepler, sir.
Hey!
All right. What's your name?
Jeff Stone.
Are you Dr. Stone's son?
Oh, no, sir. He is.
Wilbur Kepler is Dr. Stone's son. Huh? What's yours?
My what?
Your name.
McDermott.
No, that's my name. Now, what's yours?
I can't think.
Well, you just sit right down there until you can. Now, you boys know what you're guilty of?
Well, no, sir.
Breaking and entering. You know what that is?
Well, no, sir.
Well, you should. You just did it. You know what the penalty for that is?
I told him we shouldn't have done it.
If we want you to turn state's evidence, we'll ask you. In the meantime, you just sit down there and be thinking of your name. What's your father's phone number?
My father? Well, sir, I don't think he's home right now.
What's your father's number?
My father, Hillsdale 42936.
You dope, what'd you give him my number for?
It's the only one I could think of that wasn't mine.
I told you we shouldn't have done it.
Myra, would you read that list to me again?
Anti-noise campaign.
No, that still doesn't make sense.
Excuse me, ladies. Did you say this iron steams too much or it doesn't steam at all?
Oh, it steams fine. It just blows fuses.
Oh, I'll get it.
Thank you, dear. Now, maybe we should raise the issue of removing those streetcar tracks from in front of the museum.
Yes, this is his father.
And then we could get them to put in shrubbery and beautiful trees and... Police station?
I see.
Alex, what is it?
I see.
What's wrong?
I see.
What is it, Alex?
I see.
Alex, say something.
Well, look, I'll tell you. After all, this is his first offense. Why don't you release him in my custody? Or better still, how would you like to keep him down there for a while? I was afraid you wouldn't. All right, well, turn him loose and I'll give him a talking to. Yeah, fine, thank you. Right. It seems our youngest has been apprehended by the law, along with a couple of accomplices.
What for?
Breaking and entering.
Breaking
and... Entering the old boarded-up Willoughby house.
Oh, Alex, you scared me half to death. Why would he do a thing like that?
Donna, I don't think Jeff really meant to do wrong.
Bad company, that's what leads them astray.
I'm afraid the company included your son.
Wilbur?
He's in the pokey, too.
Wilbur? It's so unlike him.
Well, he doesn't like Jeff, either.
No, it's like all boys. An empty house is a challenge. Why, to a boy, an empty house is what a red flag is to a bull.
But then why did they arrest them?
Well, they weren't arrested exactly, just reprimanded. Which they should be.
Boys should have a place they can break into. Well, not break into. They shouldn't have to. But they should have a place they can call their own. Then they wouldn't be tempted by these houses lying around empty.
You're right. Now take Wilbur.
Oh, boys are like anybody else. They get into mischief, if I may say so, the way women get into running raffles. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Alex.
No offense, ladies.
You've just given me an idea.
I have?
Why doesn't the women's club take this up?
What?
Finding a place for the children to go? A youth house.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
So do I. A what?
We'll a youth house. We'll find a house and we'll fix it up.
The Willoughby place. Why not? It's just standing there empty.
The Willoughby place would be perfect. I mean, the boys have practically moved in anyway.
It'll keep them out of mischief.
They'll love it.
A youth house. Alex, Jeff's little escapade may turn out to be one of the luckiest things that's ever happened in this town.
Yeah. Yeah, our son may be the first person ever to have a statue erected to him for breaking and entering.
Afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Mr. Sarfo.
Mrs. Stone, a pleasure.
You know Mrs. Kepler, Mr. Sarfo?
Know her. Mrs. Kepler and I are old friends. I had the pleasure of being instrumental in finding Mr. and Mrs. Kepler their present residence.
He sold us our house.
How are you enjoying it?
Well, since you asked, the roof leaks.
Well, these little things happen. Won't you sit down, ladies?
Thank you.
And now, what can I do for you?
Mr. Sarples, we've come to congratulate you.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulate me for what?
You have been designated by the Women's Club as a public benefactor.
Well, I'm always very happy to do...
In recognition of the fine work you've done with the young people of this city.
Well, as I say, I'm always... Work? What work?
Well, actually, it hasn't begun yet.
We thought we should start with a youth house.
Youth house? You mean a place for kids to go to?
You see, he's way ahead of us. That's why we came to you. I mean, if we're going to have a youth house, naturally, the first thing we need is a house.
Naturally.
That's where you come in.
And you've come to the right place, ladies. I can say in all modesty, there's no agent in town that has the complete listings that I have. Now... I can think of a place...
We had in mind the old Willoughby house.
Well, that, I'm afraid, is not for sale.
Oh, we weren't thinking of buying it.
Well, what were you thinking of?
Having it donated.
Donated?
Well, not as a gift, just let us use it. After all, it's just standing there empty.
An eyesore, a public nuisance, practically.
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm afraid the owner would never agree to it.
But with your influence, we thought...
I'm sorry. I would like to help you if I could.
Mr. Sarples, that house is just an invitation to every boy to break into it.
That's right. And if they do it just once more...
It's just standing there empty. And yet you say it's not for sale?
I guess I can do what I like with my own house.
So you own it?
Well, I didn't say I didn't.
Mr. Sarples, that new state highway they're talking about, it wouldn't go through your property, would it?
That was supposed to be a secret.
Of course, Mr. Sarples. We understand your position perfectly.
You do? Then you see why I can't let you have the house.
Yes, well, that's all right. Now, don't you be concerned. Now, when the story breaks in the newspaper, you have my assurance that your side will be presented with absolute fairness.
Newspapers?
Of course. A project like our youth house will be discussed in all the newspapers. But don't worry. I'm sure everyone will understand that it isn't that you're against children. It's just strictly a matter of business.
Wait. But only for 1 year.
Thank you, Mr. Sarples.
We knew we could count on you, Mr. Sarples. So you see, Mr. Heiser, it's a very worthy cause.
Well, I'm sure that it is.
Do you know Mr. Wales, who owns the furniture store?
Supplied the very furniture we're sitting on.
Oh, well, he's going to donate some furniture. And Mr. Bingham, who runs a sporting goods store? Well, he's going to donate some sporting goods.
Well, that's very nice, Mrs. Stone. But why have you come to us?
Well, where can you go for money if you can't go to a bank?
Mrs. Stone, you don't seem to understand the principle of banking. We're in the business of lending money, not donating it. We have no appropriation
for... Your bank invests money, doesn't it?
Well, of course,
we're just asking you to invest some money in the children of this city.
But...
I mean, after all, you have piles of it just sitting around in the safe doing nothing. All we want is it's just a little of it for a very worthy cause.
Mrs. Stone, that money in the safe isn't just sitting there. It's... Well, you see, the principles of banking, we invest our depositors' money and... We lend money out at a certain interest rate and... Well, we try to put money to work and... Perhaps you'd allow me to make a personal contribution.
Well, that would be very nice of you, Mr. Heiser. I can't tell you how much we appreciate this. It's deductible, you know, so don't hesitate to make it as large as you like. Thank you very much, Mr. Heiser. Now, how about something from the bank?
Easy, George.
Watch the woodwork, dear.
Yeah.
Be careful. Watch your fingers, Mr. Heiser.
It's a lot easier running a bank.
Yeah, well, right over here, dear, I think.
Oh, do you think so? I thought on the other side of the fireplace would be better.
Oh, well, all right, if you think so.
No, you're right. It's better in front of the windows.
Go again, George.
Wait. You know what this room needs? A touch of color. Drapes, maybe?
Oh, how about those drapes I took down when I redecorated? I still have them.
That would be wonderful. And then we... Alex, put the sofa down. You look silly just standing there with it.
No, not there, dear. Over there. No, we could stand a few more lamps in this room.
Look what I got. A contribution from ye old gift shoppy.
Oh, Eleanor, they're just wonderful. Oh,
This would be an ideal place for one of them, don't you think?
Perfect.
Dear, hold this a minute so I can take a look.
How about putting the other one right over here?
We have lemonade and donuts for the boys.
By the way, where are the boys?
Well, now that you've asked, they don't seem to have arrived yet. Mary, have you seen your brother?
Well, the last time I saw him, he was shining his shoes and pretty sore about it, too.
Well, he fights like a tiger if he has to wear anything but jeans.
Well, that's boys.
Sugar?
Please. You've really done a marvelous job here.
Well, we wanted them to have a place they could call their own. I wonder where those boys are.
Well, darling, how'd it go? Honey, how did it go?
Oh, honestly, Daddy, your son. I'll put the water on for the tea, Mama.
What happened?
If I get my hands on Jeff, I'll...
Any particular reason or just...
He deliberately stayed away. Deliberately. I know he did. And it was no accident all the others stayed away, too.
Well, sweetheart...
I noticed you weren't there.
Darling, I had this little practice on
Excuses, right. Nothing but excuses.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Jeff, you come back down here. Look at your shirt. Look at your trousers. Alex, look at him.
Does he look any different?
Well, those are his good trousers.
They are.
They were. And where's your jacket?
Oh, I know where it is, Mom. Don't worry.
Well, where is it?
Well, I know. Don't worry.
And why weren't you at the youth house this afternoon? Tell me that.
Gee, Mom, I didn't know we had to come. I mean, I didn't know it was an order.
Well, of course it wasn't an order. We fixed the house for you, you know.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry, Mom. Well, I know how hard you and all the other mothers worked and everything, but...
But what?
Well, the place was fixed up just like a real house. Well, it was nice. But you know how it is. You gotta be careful about breaking things and tracking in mud. And... Well...
I see.
Now, that still is no excuse for not showing up today.
Oh, we started to come over, Dad. Honest, we did, but... We see, Wilbur and me and the rest of the guys, we ran into Zach on the way over.
And then you went where?
Well, you read about in the paper about those seven guys are going to shoot to the moon.
Where did you go?
Well, I'm getting to it.
You're certainly taking the long way around.
Well, you see, some of the guys, they found this old pipe, and it's just big enough to crawl into. I guess you'd call it a culvert, though. Well, some of the guys found this old culvert.
Where?
Well, at the dump. And it's real sharp.
What dump?
The dump. You know, where they dump stuff. And...
You spent the afternoon at the dump?
Well, that's where the pipe is. Well, I mean the culvert. You see, you crawl in there, and it's real sharp, no kidding. And it's like you're an astronaut, you know, in one of those space capsules. Only Wilbur, he's kind of fat, and he got stuck in there, and he panicked. We had to pull him out by the sneakers. Well, so we made Wilbur the ground crew, and Eddie and me and Zach and Charlie all took off for the moon. Well, you see, the idea is you crawl in one end and you stay there a couple hours and then you crawl out the other end and you're on the moon.
And what do you do while you're crouched in this pipe for 2 hours?
Well, you just go beep, 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 beep. Hey, wash up, Mom.
I give up.
Well, you might as well. How can a youth house compete with a dump?
It's no joke, Alex. The women's club is going to be the laughing stock of the whole town.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Hello. Oh, yes, Mr. Sarples.
Oh, I'll bet he's heard already and wants his house back.
Yeah? I see. Well, just a minute, please.
Mr. Sample says the highway is going through sooner than they expected. Now, he knows he promised you the place for a year, but he wants to know if there's any way you'll let him out of his agreement.
Let me talk to Mr. Sarples. Hello. Yes, Mr. Sarples. We'll let you out of your agreement if you'll move the house for us to another place. You would? Oh, fine. What? Yes, I do have another place in mind. The city dump. Yes, Mr. Sarples, the city dump.